Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, morning, ma'am. How are you doing? Good to hear you.
I'm fine. Peter.
Yes, ma'am.
You know that program, they tried to they come at Mr. Ellis yesterday with that same program.
You mean the Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, with that same squatting thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know they came to see if they could get Mr. Ellis yesterday.
You mean the three, the Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
They tried to see if they could get Mr. Ellis, but he had them twisted.
Mm.
And this morning, they come behind you.
Yeah.
They're up to something. Let me tell you something, Peter. I have a little problem working with the same captain that drives that Starship. And I'm giving you problems, and I'm going to go off. If you want to ask my question, ask me before. I have a problem with the captain that drives the Starship. The captains that drive the Starship.
Only one captain.
And
there may be several officers, but one captain.
I will like Miss Motley to listen to me this morning. There is a lot of victimization going on. And you know what I would like to ask her to do for me? Change the captain of the counter to watch out for them. Because not only for them, but watch out for them.
Okay.
They're all over, Shebeck.
Mm.
Victimization to oppress this government. This BLP party they want to oppress and bring down and take down. They're fighting hard, and they have people set up in all corners and crease to stay there, to work under this government, to take down this government. Clean up, go drive it, and help pick up the garbage. but clean up it, I tell you, Miss Motley, and watch out for them.
All right.
You hear Patrice sing the song, Watch Out For Them.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for them. I go on, Peter.
All right, ma'am, thanks a lot for calling. A word to the wise. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Vickham.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing? Ma'am, sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah. Last week, you had a conversation with a gentleman on the topic of abortion.
Right. That's right.
And it upset me.
Really?
Because it was done in a very casual, very cavalier manner. And what I want to do, I just want to talk about that topic. And I want to share three experiences of three different people. And one would include abortion. The first one is a student whose parents sent them overseas to study, spend a lot of money. And the student got pregnant. The student opted to keep her pregnancy. And unfortunately, it ended up with her having to be hospitalized because of her particular condition, which was additional expenses to the parents. She has a beautiful baby. The thing is that she was told that if she has to have another child, she would have to go through the same experience. If she had opted to have an abortion, the possibility that she may not have been able to have another child. The other experience is one of a married lady who contracted rubella very early in her pregnancy. She was married, she happily married, but once you contract rubella, the doctors normally recommend that you abort the pregnancy, which she did. She said that she had planned to take one day off, have the procedure done, go back to work. She ended up crying for 3 days straight. 3 days straight. Because it's not just a fetus. It's a human being, a child. Then the third experience is actually my experience. I remember when I first got pregnant, I didn't know, but I felt like
I don't want you to share your experience with me though. Your experience of childbirth. No, but ma'am, I'm telling you that I'm saying that if we're gonna have a conversation, an academic conversation, you can't be sharing your personal experiences.
So isn't that what everybody has been doing the entire morning and whenever they call
not necessarily.
The show, share their experience?
If it's a traumatic experience, I'm not the person to speak to.
I am not trying to discuss a traumatic experience.
Okay, all right, you go ahead. You go ahead and say what you have to say. Go ahead and hear what you have to say.
Discussing abortion, I'm discussing life.
Okay, ma'am, go ahead and speak. Go ahead and speak.
Ma'am,
please finish the point you were making. You were saying you were pregnant and you had a baby and it was a wonderful experience.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you have not heard me yet. I was saying I got pregnant, had a good pregnancy, had the baby, held the baby, and in 10 minutes, the baby was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried for 6 years. 6 years, and I had kids subsequent to in that 6 year period. I'm saying that to say, when persons speak about abortion as though you are taking out your appendix, it's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it even, and we have a relationship with that child even before that child is born.
All right, let me ask you a couple of things, though. You heard the conversation I was having with Marcia. You heard the conversation I was having.
I don't know who's Marcia.
Well, that was where the whole thing started, so you weren't paying attention.
Oh, that's his name?
No. The whole thing started about a conversation we were having with Marcia Hines-Lane, who is the president now of the National Organization of Women. The conversation started because Marcia, in her conversation with me, said that she was concerned that the abortion bill in Barbados, the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, was in need of review, that it was restrictive, and it prevented women from easily accessing abortions. Right, I immediately objected and said that I understand not to be the case. And my feeling is that in Barbados, it has one of the most accessible environments for medical termination of pregnancy because we had this revolutionary 1981 legislation that was passed. That was my position. Right, there was a disagreement between herself and me regarding the extent to which abortions were easy to access. I brought a gentleman in from the Barbados Family Planning Association, that's who you heard me speaking to.
Okay.
To clarify this whole question of access. And I was speaking to him with a view to understanding, is it possible for a woman in Barbados who is of age to access an abortion if she so desires? Is the process one that is easy? Is it accessible? Are women counseled, etc.? And he essentially gave me assurances in all regards. I get the impression that your difficulty is that you do not believe that women should have abortions. And there is absolutely nothing that that gentleman said to me or that I will say to anyone that can contradict what you're saying. The point is that I think every woman who is in a situation where she falls pregnant has a right to take a position that she does or does not want to have an abortion. And I think that Marcia would also agree with that position. Nobody wants to take away your right to not have an abortion. No one wants to force you to terminate a pregnancy.
The point, ma'am, is that
you can hear my issue because I listen to yours. The point is that the three instances that you spoke about were instances in which you decided to continue with the child and you talked about your grieving process because you lost your child, unfortunately, after childbirth. You spoke about a person who had an abortion and the emotional distress that she suffered after is entirely consistent with what I am told is the case. And you also spoke about a child, a situation where a woman decided against advice to have a child. Now, the point I'm making is that the position that myself, Marcia, and the gentleman, Anderson, from the Mr. Langdon, from the Barbados Family Planning Association, have taken on this issue of abortion is not intended to offend you in any way regarding those three instances. Nothing that we have said will make those instances harder or easier to deal with. So what I'm trying to understand is what exactly is the point you're calling to make? You are trying to express an advocacy position that you do not support abortion. And I think that's fine.
Mr. Wickham, you said you spoke and
I know, but I'm just trying to put in context my view.
What I am saying or what I'm thinking.
So then what was exactly the reason for your call then?
My call is that every opportunity is being created to make it easy for persons to have an abortion when there are alternatives. People are not told or they're not system set up for adoption.
Yeah, but that's what you have to do.
Pardon me?
That's what you have to do. Understand this, ma'am. Understand this. Marcia called the program because Marcia was making an advocacy point on behalf of women who want to seek medical termination of pregnancy and had concerns about their inability to receive that. That is a position that's facilitated by the laws of Barbados. It's a progressive position, and it is one that I support. You are arguing a position that is contrary because you want to preserve life, and it is a position that is consistent with religious movements all across the world. You guys oppose abortion. What you guys have to do is you have to also step up your advocacy.
It's a human condition.
And I am saying to you, that if you want to step up your advocacy, then you need to so do. And you need to do a couple of things. In addition to the fact that you need to present arguments to the ones that you have presented, you also need to provide support for women, emotionally and financially and otherwise, who may want to continue with pregnancies. And I think that that's entirely reasonable, but don't say that you are calling this program and you are saying you don't want Marcia and you don't want Anderson and you don't want Peter Wickham to make their point on the issue.
I don't hear Marcia, so I don't even know what you're... I'm speaking from my position. I did not hear her, so I don't know what she said.
Right, and I'm saying that you can't attack a position, ma'am, you cannot attack a position that Marcia put, that Anderson defended, and that I defended without understanding what the whole conversation was about. So all I'm saying to you is before you do anything, you have to understand where it started, and it started with Marcia.
I am not starting with Marcia. I am starting with abortion. And that's what I told you when I came on.
I said to you, ma'am, that if you are taking an advocacy position on abortion, then you can't pick up a conversation that we were having that's on the other side. You need to put your side of the position. And you need to put it in a coherent way.
That is what I call to do, put my side.
And your position is what? All right, hold on a second. You hold on a second, ma'am. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll let you put your side again. Yes, ma'am, you were saying.
Yes, Mr. Wickham. I'm saying that there are avenues that have not yet been opened to persons who become pregnant. Abortion is being treated like a contraceptive. Oh, you don't have the baby, go have an abortion. I'm saying
treated by whom, ma'am?
As an option. It's an option.
I know. It's being treated by whom?
I don't understand your question.
You're saying it is being treated as though it is. I'm saying treated by whom? Who is treating it that way?
The public, the doctors, the nurses.
No, that's ma'am, that's not a statement that you can make and get away with it on this program. I'm getting a lot of heat on the blog from people who think that they're giving you too much of a long leash. Because you're making
I sat for over an hour listening to you, you know.
I know, but you are making unsubstantiated statements, and I don't have a difficulty with you putting your side of the argument, but I'm not going to let you come in here and say that the public, doctors and nurses, treat abortion as though it is the only option. That is entirely untrue, ma'am.
I said as a contraceptive.
You said that?
I said
and I'm saying that that's not the case. That is not necessarily the case.
But I know it is.
No, but ma'am, you can't say you gotta give me some evidence.
Let me add, I was just saying that there are options available other than abortion, which are not being promoted. That's it. I'm gonna come off the phone now. I'm saying that
listen, I am not chasing you. You do not have to run. I am asking you to defend a position, and if you don't feel you can defend your position, then you will run away. Right? But we're gonna get to the bottom of this. Are you aware, ma'am, that consistent with the conditions of the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, and based on what I said with Mr. Anderson Langdon last week, right, based on the practices, and you would have heard it if you listened to him carefully, that any woman who presents herself at their clinic for an abortion, the first thing that is done that the woman is counseled. Okay. And when the woman is counseled, she will be told several things. She will be told about the emotional distress she's likely to experience after the abortion. She's also told about options that are available, like adoption. Precisely.
Like adoption.
So the options are presented to the woman. And as he said, if after all of that has been done, the woman still decides that she wants to go through with it, then they support the exercise. What exactly is inconsistent with your belief that a woman walks in off the street, says, I want an abortion. They said, that's the only option. Have it done.
I never said it was the only option. I said it's being used as a contraceptive.
Okay. So you were arguing that there is no counseling. I have just demonstrated to you that there is counseling.
Full counseling, pro-life counseling, along with...
No, but ma'am, you can't say counseling, pro-life counseling. Ma'am, if you say to me the options are to be made available, You want them to be told that the only option is for them to have the child, and that's not the way it works.
And that's not what I'm saying.
Because it is a choice,
including pro-life,
ma'am. But that is what is done.
And my
you see what persons of your orientation seem to believe.
Why are you
right?
You talking to
no?
Me
because ma'am, I'm listening to you. You are presenting a pro-life argument. Ma'am, you are presenting a pro-life argument, and I have heard it all before.
Say, ma'am, don't talk to all y'all.
You are presenting a pro-life argument, and I've heard it before. And I'm saying that a pro-life argument is consistent with the thing that a woman should go in and say, you know what, I've fallen pregnant. And people should say to her, well, if you're falling pregnant, have the child and try and see if you can put it up for abortion or alternatively raise it.
This is my point exactly.
You're given three options. You can have a termination of pregnancy.
What you're saying,
and that's not true, ma'am.
There's no provision made to say, okay, there are adoption agencies. There are none.
Ma'am, that is not true. It is not true. Ma'am, it is not true. It is not true. It is not true. And I'm not going to let you mislead people on the radio because the gentleman came in and the gentleman said that women who come for those services are counseled and several options are presented to the women. And one of them would, of course, be adoption. There are women, there are people that put up for adoption in Barbados all the time, children.
Really?
Ma'am, there are children up for adoption now at children's homes. But this is something that you know very well is the case. And I know very well is the case. And if I know it, you should know it. I can't have no child. Well, I can, but, you know.
I won't comment on that. But, Mr. Vikram.
No, comment on it. Because if it is the level you want to take it to, let's comment on it.
No, Mr. Vikram, I called to talk to you about abortion.
And I'm speaking to you about abortion, and I'm saying to you, you are misleading the public by suggesting that women are not given that option. And I'm saying to you, if it is that women are given the option to have or not to have, what exactly is your problem? You're saying your problem is that they're not given that option, and I'm saying that's not true.
All right, Mr. Vikram. I will rest my case.
Yeah, you see, you're running, and that's the problem with all of you guys. You're running because you can't defend a position that you have come to the public with. And because I challenge you, you're running away and say, well, Mr. Vikram, this is what you're saying. So you go along about your business, ma'am.
There are not enough clinics.
Ma'am, all of that is entirely untrue.
Available.
Ma'am, they are in. It's not true. It's not true.
I want to have a child.
Ma'am, it is not true. It is not true. And you can't come on the radio with that foolishness. It is not true.
Right,
we have a medical termination of pregnancy act. We have institutions that give women the option to be counseled.
Mm-hmm.
What you are responding to is a conversation that started and was based in a discussion about abortion services not being available enough. What you are now offering is an alternative position, and you would only be happy if a woman who came for an abortion was told, have the child and give it up for abortion, for adoption.
No.
So then what is the point you're making?
That the facilities have not been widely made available. There are 300,000 people in Barbados, around that number. The bulk are women. And when you look, there are persons opting for abortion, like I said, as though it's a contraceptive. And I don't want to repeat myself.
Yeah,
again.
But and ma'am, you know what you have just done? You have just brought something off the street. Mm-hmm. Thrown it onto the air and presented it as though it was gospel, and it is not true.
I didn't bring anything off the street, Mr.
Ma'am, I am not going to allow you to make unchallenged statements, okay?
You can challenge me. A woman
who falls pregnant in Barbados has options, and to the best of my knowledge, she is counseled regarding what options are available to her. All 250,000 people in Barbados are not going to have children that they don't want. All 250,000 people are not. Take off that comment, because I am not engaging in this conversation anymore, because this is clearly somebody who is fanatical and, in my opinion, needs help. This is Dr. Brass Dots. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hi, morning, Winnie. How are you doing?
Not too bad, darling. Don't take it easy. Peter.
Yeah, no, I get irritated by these people sometimes. Eh?
Today is the last day for you for a while?
yeah.
You're coming back.
I got cool off just a couple of weeks.
Oh, well then, take it easy. Just have a nice brandy on me, okay?
All right, dear. So how are you?
Not too bad, Peter. Mm-hmm. You know, I know tall boy by seeing him around party places, but
is it party places?
You know, like the BLP.
Oh, okay. You know? No, I thought you meant like fets.
No.
I didn't know you used to go to anything so no more.
No, I'm too old now, man. I used to fet till fet, trust me. But
fet after fet.
This is petting. No, it's not petting. This is something else. But anyway, I am so disappointed in him. How on earth can a human being talking about going down and bulldozing people? These people was put there by the government, know that they're going there. They never once go and put a stop, so you cannot build. Now these people build their home. This is not a land that nobody can sell. This is a land that fill up with all kind of junk. And people who cannot find somewhere to live, they live. Oh, yes, these foreigners, all illegal, don't have no paper, don't pay no tax, don't work. Crap. Nearly everyone down there pay national insurance. You hear me? I don't say they should ask on it because all I'm saying, the government, you remember some times ago, I cannot remember the year when Mr. Arthur was in power. You know, the ex-prime minister
was
in
power. Was it 2007?
Yes. He did put up on an for them to start to move, right? And if I can remember, if I am wrong, I am sorry. Is it Mr. Trotman, the lawyer? Tell the people them not to move. And it started from there, and the DLP win government, and those people gone in there to build and to set up and to be settled. Because there's people who lose their home, lose their home and don't have nowhere to live. And they're gone and put up a little board house to be happy, to able for their children to come home from school and have a bed to sleep in. And that man talk about bulldozing. So he's going to do it like the Russian, go and bulldoze. Or the communist country bulldoze you down? I cannot believe it. I am so... I won't think I will ever speak to him again. I know he don't lose no night sleep, but I will see him and I turn my back on him. It's wrong.
Well, as I said, I don't mind you having that view if you can tell me what you're going to do with these children, especially in the night.
He shouldn't have no view. He shouldn't even come out of his mouth. He's supposed to be a human being, not somebody from space. Have conscience. Those people was there. The government know they were there. The government know they were there. They were looking for vote, and they lose it down there. And now it's all over because they lose down there. And Mr. Ender Weir is trying his best to make the people see what he can do for them. You know those people down there pay tax and insurance just like you. They pay water bill. Mm-hmm. Do they know that? And there's a lot of people here living and do not pay water bill nor nothing. They take.
I don't think they pay water bill, though, because they don't have running water. Somebody else pay water bill and sell water to them.
No, nobody sell no water to them. That's a lie. That's only a gimmick. No one sell water down there. People have water, yes, and they help each other, and they might help to pay the bill. But they don't sell no water. That's a ridiculous. The person who said it need.
Winnie, I know, Winnie, I guess it doesn't make sense. Tallboy has his view, you have yours, I have mine. And week? I think we agree that it is unfortunate anyway. That people are being so uncaring. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
I have gone through the Finance Plan Association for many. A year. I was in there for a time. It was 16 years. I was just made honorary life member.
Okay.
The Barbados Funding Plan Association is a very responsible organization as it relates to this whole question of contraceptives, abortion, tubalizations, and things like that. Serious counseling is had at that organization prior to any termination of pregnancy. Serious counseling. Mm-hmm. And I believe that your last caller is on a guilt trip. This is very carefully. I'm talking about people having adoptions and things like that. All of those things exist in Barbados. And you cannot come and tell us and tell the public that you're trying to use it as a contraceptive. They don't even know the amount of abortions that they've had in Barbados. Both from the any doctors across the healthcare industry or the Barbados Family Planning. So we cannot come and say that there are several abortions. Are you using abortion as a contraceptive? That is very nonsensical. I think she needs to get the app, read it. I really go into your filing plan and sit down and discuss
the problem. The problem, sir, is not that she needs to get the act and read it. Is that she has a problem with the act and she wants the act to be changed to a pro-life position. And I think,
she's not versed in what is going on.
But, sir, that's a challenge a lot of fundamentalists have. You know, they essentially take something which is a belief or an opinion that they hold, and they try to elevate it to a level of policy or rightfulness. And I'm saying to her in the conversation, it would have made a lot more sense for her to call in and say, I am advocating this particular position.
Yes,
but she can't attack an agency that, I mean, what you're saying, I know to be the case as well. But I was beginning to wonder whether I was living in a different world. But for her, counseling is essentially you telling the person, have the child, and we will help you to raise it. All right? Final word from you, sir. I'm going to let you carry us to the commercial.
The other thing I want to say is the Prime Minister said that they will help to move the squatters seem to have houses.
Mm-hmm.
The Prime Minister actually given the boy the house. She said that she will give you a thing to move your house to put it wherever you want, but I give you a grant if you're below the property level. Okay. And if you got a house that you're above the property level, you can move your house and take it, but you got to pay. You get a loan.
Seems reasonable.
Some people say that she give away houses and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's not true. People already got the residence made up, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And this come on to say about family plan again. You cannot leave the children out there to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing now are living on a dump. All you're trying to do is to make sure, all she's trying to do is to make sure that you don't have challenges with cancer and those kind of things that exacerbates the problem in terms of healthcare in Barbados.
Okay.
And you need to get those people to do everything in your power.
Okay. All right, sir. Thanks a lot for calling and for weighing in on those two issues. We unfortunately have to go to the regional roundup. We go to the regional roundup and we'll be back with you in about 10 minutes. Do stay with us.